Skip Wallen guesses how many times his bear sculpture has been touched over the years.
Close to 1 million people pass through Juneau each year. And if 1 out of 10 of those people patted that bear, that would be 100,000 pats per year.
That's a total of 2.5 million touches in the past 25 years.
Nobody pats at one time. It goes pat, pat, pat. So I figured that must be up in the 7 or 8 million, you know, range of rubs and pats on that bear.
All those touches and pats cause the bronze bear to turn red in certain spots, like the ears and nose.
The kids like to climb on it, and then they grab hold of the ears. Then a lot of people like to rub the nose because it's just a convenient spot to reach over and put your hand on.
It was brought to the rock dump where Wallen and sculptor Steve Parks worked on the bear for 4 days in June.
We applied chemistry to those spots to try to match it with the areas of the bear that had not been rubbed and patted.
This is the first time touch-up work has been done on the bear in a quarter decade.
Some people told me that those were love pats and that I should have left the bear, not retouch them. I just thought, well, it's not much effort to pay a little attention to that bronze, and then we start out fresh for another 25 years.
Wallen originally began work on the sculpture in 1984 to honor 25 years of Alaska statehood. It's made from recycled high power lines that once ran across the state of Colorado. He named the piece Windfall Fisherman, based on bear drawings done at Windfall Harbor on Admiralty Island. Wallen is currently working on a new public sculpture of another iconic Alaska creature, a humpback whale. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.